This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine, a huge show today. And it's great to be back in Australia, although our politics continue to set a benchmark in toxicity. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. It is an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs, commentary and lifestyle, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. It's Saturday, the 6th of October. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Good morning, Tass.
Good morning, Macca, and yes, welcome back to the country, although you were here last weekend.
I was, but then I was away.
You're only missing for a few days.
And then I flew out on Sunday to Paris, and then I was back yesterday morning.
Well, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
And have you got any other news to share with our listeners, Macca?
I did talk last week about going to look at a couple of houses to buy, and we have bought in Pasco Vale.
Congratulations.
Yes. Very happy. Very
welcome happy to the world of being a mortgagee.
That's right. That's right. I'll now have to watch housing loan interest rates with much interest.
Now, what a week it's been, Macca. Look, I mean, every week's a big week, really, isn't it?
It has. And look, first off, I want to pay tribute to Yvonne Gardner.
Yes.
Yvonne was a wonderful, wonderful person in our community, and particularly for people with HIV. She put on many, many events, but she would put on a lunch every Christmas, Tass, for those people who, for whatever reason, didn't have somewhere to go or couldn't go or couldn't afford to. And she had a great passion for people. If you'd been on the receiving end of Yvonne when she was wanting something from you, she was pretty hard to refuse. But it was all in a really, really good cause. And, you know, Yvonne lived a long life, lived it well, and made a difference in a whole lot of, in hundreds of people's lives. And I just want to remember her as a great member of the Victorian community, a great supporter of our community.
Hear, hear, Macca.
A great supporter of HIV folk and the organisations. You've lived a good life, Yvonne.
And you've made a sterling contribution.
And you've made a big difference to people's
and
lives.
And an enormous contribution to the fashion stakes of Melbourne as well.
Yeah, so thank you. And we will miss you. A great, great Victorian. Now, a couple of things. The US State Department has made a decision that people who work at the UN, and not just ambassadors but others, that they get a special visa. Now, what they've ruled is that what currently exists is if you're a same-sex couple, your partner can tag along on that visa. Married diplomats, heterosexuals, they don't have the right to bring their de facto partner. They have to be married. So the State Department has made a ruling that makes the position equal. And in a legal sense, I understand that. There's been some discussion that some of those diplomats can't get married in their in the country that they may represent because that country doesn't have same-sex marriage. I'd make the point, and that's correct, that for some of them it means they're not going to be able to be a diplomat at the UN because they cannot get married in their country. Of course, possibly they could get married in the US, but why should they have to? Well, straight diplomats, if they want to bring their partner to the on that UN visa, they have to be married. I would say, though, that there would, a country that doesn't have same-sex marriage, for them to have an ambassador at the UN that is LGBTI, that would indicate to me that that government probably doesn't have a big issue with your sexuality. The law in that country might be a different matter, that it doesn't allow for same-sex marriage. But it's interesting that...
Unless they keep a don't tell, don't show sort of attitude.
Well, yes, but... It'd be pretty hard to hide, Tass, if you were the Greek ambassador to the UN and you, and your partner was tagging along, you know, to keep it below the radar. Mm. So I accept what you're saying. It's a really interesting subject because the State Department have said they've done it in the interests of equity. They haven't done it to discriminate. Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, he's anti-same-sex marriage, but... He said in this instance, this was not an element, this wasn't homophobic or whatever. He said it's about not having one rule for someone, one rule for other. And if you believe in equity, that should be the case. You can make an argument either way.
I know, I think that's... I can see that argument, Macca. I can see that argument.
And when unreasonable people make a reasonable argument, it doesn't make it a better argument.
But there's something a bit fishy about having to go out of your way to make an announcement about this.
Yeah.
Even though what you're doing is equalising the current policies and arrangements,
there's
something a bit fishy about having to say, well, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Or we're absolutely ruling this out now. Yeah. It just seems a bit fishy, even though
Richard Nixon was not a friend of our community, but I've read a couple of books, and one at the moment is it's a Bob Woodward book about the last days in the last little period up until when Nixon resigned. And Nixon was talking about one of the ambassadors that was gay. And Alexander Haig, who was Nixon's chief of staff, he made a comment about, you know, he's a faggot. And Nixon said, I don't care about that. He supports me. And, of course, if he didn't support him, then Nixon would have had a problem. So there's a long history of people having a really jaundiced and sometimes strange view about this. But you could make the argument either way, but I'm with you, Tass. I think it's a bit strange that they had to make the announcement. And they've given them till January 1.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.